know all. I know who played you wrong. Ain't got no home. I know who played you wrong.
It's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And here is the bedroom. By golly, we'll get it all figured out for you. Welcome to the Reach Radio Show. You have reached the proper place for real estate news, money-saving tips, home buying facts, along with community reports and event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our precisely synchronized show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors say there's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're ready to become a homeowner. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. Toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. You may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, the Community Foundation is here to tell us about their Great Give project. We will reveal what they're giving for a living coming right up. Then Steve Cody checks out the news at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate information just for you. After the news, retired Lieutenant General Robert Shelberg. He's been here only three or four times before, and we'll finally get her name right. He checks in from the Wounded Warriors of South Florida. He's here to tell us how their involvement in the Great Give will benefit their warriors. The general is on deck. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach will make this house your home. Really, that's what the Reach counselors do. Then our house segment presents our resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. He's here to let us know that May 30th is Water a Flower Day. So grab your hose and your favorite nozzle. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And then in our final segment, Rick Snyder, our show producer, has found yet another fascinating scam that you want to watch out for. So join us a little bit later. We'll hammer the scammer together. But right now, it's time for South Florida's Real Estate Headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. Allow me to introduce to you Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, Doctor. One of the biggest challenges for most first-time homebuyers is coming up with enough cash to cover the required down payment and the closing costs. Well, we're going to tell you about something Florida has called Down Payment Assistance Program, or DAP. And we'll tell you how you can find out if you are qualified for some of that money. Also, Fannie Mae is rolling out an option for qualified first-time homebuyers that will allow for a down payment as low as 3%. We'll have details on that, too. Also, the state-run Florida Housing Corporation is running a program called the Florida Housing Mortgage Credit Certificate Program. It's a mouthful, but it'll save you money, and we'll tell you how. We also have a story about a lady who, for more than a decade after her husband died, continued to make her mortgage payments, even though she had mortgage insurance, and the lender and the insurance company, neither one ever told her. There's a fascinating twist to this story. I hope you can stick around for it. It's at the bottom of the hour. And a recent biennial report indicates that homelessness in Palm Beach County is declining, but there are still more than 1,400 people without a home. The total number includes people who stay in emergency shelters and transition housing and so forth. Also, the city of West Palm Beach is taking the pulse of its residents to learn what they want to see in affordable housing and economic development and community service, as well as other government services program. We'll tell you how you can participate in that. Plus, we have the obligatory story that makes you say, huh, that's coming up also at the bottom of the hour in our full newscast.
When we return, Brad Hurlbert joins us with the latest rundown on the Great Give coming up this Tuesday and Wednesday, May 5 and 6. So stay with us. Brad will make history right here on the Reach Radio Show. And he won't stop giving until the bell rings.
Ain't got no home. I know who played you wrong. Ain't got no home. I know who played you wrong.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, letting you in on a special Reach Radio promotion. If you're tired of paying rent, just want to lower your monthly payments, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, May 17th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is June 14th. Folks, these classes fill up fast. We really recommend that you pre-register and get your name on the list because they fill up quick because they're valuable. The next Miami Kindle class is tomorrow, May 3rd. Registration starts at 12:30. Classes start at 1 p.m. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages. And if you didn't pre-register, don't sweat it. You may pay at the door. For directions and additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call the good folks at Reach right now at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. The first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you would like to qualify for government assistance. And just to let you know, a first-time homebuyer, as defined by HUD, is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years, three consecutive years. You owned a home for 20 years, and then you go 3 years without owning one, HUD considers you a first-time homebuyer.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Our first guest spent the last 17 years as the Senior Vice President of Development at Channel 2 in Miami. He supported the community through Public Television Foundation of South Florida. His leadership managed to substantially increase their fundraising campaigns from $7 to $24 million. Currently, he is the CEO over at the Community Foundation of Palm Beach and Martin Counties. Brad Herbert, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thanks so much for having me. It's really a pleasure to be here. We're so excited about the great give coming up this week.
It is, but 17 years in community broadcasting, that makes you an expert in something, right?
I'm not sure what. You'll know about that, though, won't you?
An expert Bert, I think, is what we got there. That's great. I'd like to know a little bit about the foundation, though, just exactly what the foundation does.
Sure. Started in 1972, really with a $50,000 contribution from a local community member. We're now at $170 million, gave out almost $9 million last year, too.
Wow. That's just Palm Beach, right?
Well, we're in Palm Beach and Martin County.
Yeah,
yes.
Palm Beach and Martin, yeah, of course. I think the national organization is up around $48 billion or something like
that. I'm not even sure. There's 700 community foundations across the country.
Isn't that great?
It's wonderful.
And it started, I think the first one is started in Ohio about 1914, I think.
That's right.
Is what that was. Yeah. And it just grew and grew and grew. So you must be doing something good in the community, right?
Well, we're trying. The Great Give's one way we can really serve the whole community.
All right. Well, let's talk a little. Now, first off, you give out grants, scholarship grants, and everything to people in the community, right?
That's right. We give out scholarship grants. We gave out about 80 scholarships to high school students last year. We've given out thousands over the years.
Well, what I'm trying to, it's a good reason for someone to get involved in the Great Give because you're helping kids, you're helping students, you're helping the community.
Right.
And that's what you do. I can't think of a better thing to do, right? Do you give grants to anybody that comes in?
Well, we prefer them to be a 501c3 registered with the state.
Right. Well, how about individuals?
We do not give grants to individuals.
So it's grants to other 501c's and like that.
Exactly.
Which, and we'll get into that a little bit because I know you're giving quite a substantial amount of money to the Great Give. You're doing some matching funds.
So one of the things, the Great Give, of course, it's a 24-hour giving program. Anybody can be a philanthropist. It's just, you know, $10 and you can pick your favorite nonprofit. We have 437 of them across Palm Beach and Martin County who have signed up already, or actually who have signed up. So,
right. 437 nonprofits in this community.
That's right.
And I didn't know there were that many here.
Yeah, well, there's probably many more. But you asked about the bonus pool. We put together a $550,000 bonus pool. Mm-hmm. So depending on how much each organization raises, their total will be enhanced by that bonus pool.
Right. Now, let's go back to the Great Give itself. Now, that starts May 5th at 5 p.m., and it goes through May 6th to 5 p.m. That's a full 24 hours or so. And that's a virtual event. And folks, if you want to know where to go, if you want to participate in the event, you don't have to get in your car. You just have to go to your keyboard and go to www.greatgiveflorida.org. That's www.greatgiveflorida.org. Or you could give them a call at 1-844-GIVE-DAY. And that would get that job done. Now, what you do is you go online and you make a contribution. But you have a lot of different choices to choose from. You pick your favorite organization and slide them a little cash. And you could get, in return, some gifts.
Well, actually, the gifts are going to the organizations. We're encouraging them to raise more money. So, for example, the largest donor in the first hour of the might get a prize. So we've got $500,000 grants that are going out to these organizations to encourage them to encourage their donors to give.
Right.
So it's really
why not give them a new car? Or anything.
No.
Yeah, come on
like
down.
That.
No, they're great gifts, and it's good for the community. And like we said earlier, it helps out people through scholarship programs, and I'm sure there's many other programs that helps the community. Well, all right. Wait a minute. Now that's this May 5th and 6th. From 5 p.m. to 5 p.m., straight on through, log on to your computer, and give some money, right?
Absolutely. I'd like to just say that we had over 7,000 gifts last year, and we expect many, many more this year. We raised $2.2 million last year. Our goal is $3 million this year for the community, and I think we're going to go over that.
Yeah, that's not bad. Now, that's affiliated with the United Way and their Great Give program.
Absolutely, and United Way and the Community Foundation really were full and equal partners on this event.
Well, if you're going to match about $500,000 worth of funds, you should be a full partner on
Absolutely.
That's a great – what a great thing to do. Who came up with this idea anyway?
Well, last year, 100 community foundations, it was the 100th anniversary. You mentioned 1914. Mm-hmm. So 100 community foundations across the country came together and said, let's do something for our communities together. So 100 last year came together. United Way partnered with us across the country. I think it was over $57 million it was raised in total.
And that was just in?
On one day.
In one day.
Yeah.
You did better than Ron Paul. I think he did something like that too. So now now let's talk about that bonus pool. So now how does that work when somebody you match it, right?
Yeah, so what happens is that everybody makes their gifts to the organizations. We total each organization's total, and then against the whole total, they get a percentage based on how much they raised.
Right.
So if we raised $1 million, they raised $100,000, they'd get 10%.
That's almost like the alimony dartboard. I used that before. All right. Why is giving this day, this function, this event, what's so important about that really?
We really want to support philanthropy in our community. This is a chance for really everybody to get involved. So this is a chance for a $10 donation. It's a minimum $10. You can support those 437 organizations that do so much for our community.
I imagine that's PayPal and Visa and all that stuff. They can.
It's all with credit cards, yes.
All right. Let's give you that address one more time. So it's www.greatgiveflorida.org. If you don't have a computer, you just want to help out, you can call them at 844-GIVE-DAY. We didn't work out the numbers on that, will you? Sometimes when you do that, give day, and who knows what day it is. But again, the website, greatgiveflorida.org, www.greatgiveflorida.org. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on, too, with our next guest, because this is a great function. You should get involved in it and help out. So how many nonprofits are participating just in Broward County here?
In Palm Beach and in Martin County, 437.
Okay, well, I keep forgetting about Martin County up there because don't you have to get a passport to go up there? I think something like that. So we know how much you raise, and we know who it's benefiting. What's next?
Well, I think, you know, just as far as the Community Foundation, when we serve the community, we give grants out to many organizations for different housing, health, human services, and But you can't give grants to every organization. This is a chance for the Community Foundation to support every organization. And doing it with United Way is just a great way to partner with other organizations that are out there to support our community.
Yeah, I think with the economy and the way things have been going for the last 4 or 5 years, fundraising has to be a tough pocket to fill. Are you doing anything different to overcome the fact that people just don't have that extra money to give?
Yeah, well, I would say that things got soft a few years ago, but I think the feeling now is very optimistic, and we've just seen people really coming forward.
Mm. We have to take a little break.
All right.
Would you mind hanging on through the break?
I'll hang on.
Well, there's a handle right over there. If you just hang on to that, we'll get it. Okay. When we return, we will talk a little bit more about the Community Foundation and the fundraising effort that we're talking about now, the Great Give. Today, more than 700 community foundations are in the U.S., and they manage more than $48 billion in assets.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. We've been speaking with Brad Hurlburt. He is the president and CEO over at the Community Foundation of Palm Beach and Martin Counties. Brad, thanks for hanging through the break.
Absolutely.
That didn't hurt, did it? It's not too bad. All right. You guys do a lot of good work over there at the foundation. What do you have coming up in the future? Any other than we're going to talk a little bit more about the Great Give, but...
Well, we're just about to announce our most recent grants. The board's going to meet in the next week or two, and we're going to be announcing probably between $2 and $3 million going back to the community and some really, you know, I can't tell you what they are right yet, but I'm really looking forward to making an impact.
An exclusive scoop right here.
Absolutely.
On REACH.
We'll be back in a couple of weeks.
That's great. You know, well, maybe you can take some of the money. I know this is going to be a success because it has before and it just keeps getting bigger. That's the Great Give. Let's give that phone number out for the Great Give one more time. It's 844-448-3322. Nine. Where'd that number come from? That seems different, right? You got that? Okay. I listened to my show producer. He says that's the number. That's the one we're going to use. Now, this is a virtual event, folks. You actually get online for this. It's kind of cool. You're not going to waste any gas, and you're not going to get into any trouble sitting in your living room, we hope. So you just, unless you get a little too rowdy, and if that starts to happen, make sure you call us, and we'll come right over and help you out there. The Great Give at www.greatgiveflorida.org will help you help out some nonprofit organizations that are trying to do work in your community. Now, it's a 24-hour event. It's designed to raise as much money as possible for local nonprofits in a single day. What a neat record to jump for. This is a two-county event, and we celebrate the spirit of giving and collecting the efforts and everything that it takes to strengthen our community. And that's what the good folks at the Community Foundation are doing. Anything you want to add onto this deal here?
Just want to make sure we have United Way in there. They're really full and equal partners, and we couldn't do it without them. And this is just a way for everybody to get involved. And we really want to make a difference. So, and it's really fun. If you've got a favorite charity, follow them because they're doing really neat events to really promote this. It's going to make a difference.
Or also get involved.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is the year of volunteerism. I know Clinton talked about it, 50, 60, 70 years ago when he was the president. Wasn't that long ago? No, really, folks, this is a chance for you to step up to the plate and give. We said, last year they raised $53 million nationally, and they are looking to make a bigger smack in the face this year. Anyone can secure a donation of $10 or more to their favorite charity. It starts May 5th and continues through the 6th, 5 p.m. to 5 p.m. It is the Great Give of it's Great Give Florida, www.greatgiveflorida.org. Or you can give them a call at 844-448-3329. I think I got it, right?
I think you got it.
Anything else we want to add there?
Just really excited and looking forward to everyone's participation.
All right. Well, the most important part, I believe, is, like you said, every gift will be multiplied with additional dollars from the bonus pool by raised from the Community Foundation. So you guys are doing a great thing. So not only are you helping out, you're helping out. you're on top of it. It's a virtual event, folks. You don't want to miss it. May 5th and 6th. It can't be anything but fun because it's an online experience, and they have a lot of, I don't know if you're familiar with the term push technology. You just sit there and let your website tell you everything. So as the prizes come in and everything gets updated, your website will automatically
update. You can follow it. It's on real time, so you can watch the total go as the day progresses. It's really exciting.
Yeah, it's like the old tote board, right? Remember those things? That's great. All right. We are about ready to jump into the next segment. Let's do that. Is that what it is? We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Lieutenant General Robert Schulberg checks in with the Wounded Warrior of South Florida. He will give us a report, so stick around. That's an order, sir. Coming up after that, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. We'll make this house your home. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. Then our house segment is ready for spring cleaning again. Carlton Thompson says May 30th is Water a Flower Day. Shouldn't that be Water Flowers Day? You'll find out more in our house. And then Reach Radio's Hammer the Scammer segment will show you how to avoid being scammed by the simplest scam ever. Stay tuned for the hammer. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, covered with a tinfoil cap and a coat hanger antenna, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
My thank you, sir.
You bet.
Folks, are you saving up to buy a home down the road? It does make sense from a personal financial planning perspective, but when it comes to whether it actually helps you get your foot in the door, you might want to reconsider. Why? Well, because in most cases, your ability to save is going to be at a much slower pace than the rate of appreciation of homes around South Florida because the prices are going up. Put simply, if your home, if prices in your area are on the rise and interest rates go up, you might need to double or even triple how much you save on a monthly basis to keep up. So in this case, time is money. The longer you take to save more money, it may just go toward offsetting a higher housing cost when you do pull the trigger rather than lowering your housing cost, as most might think. So if you have at least 3.5% purchase price to buy a 3.5% of the price to buy a house, or 5% of the purchase price, for instance, you can probably make a good case for buying a home now, knowing that you're likely to continue to accumulate equity over the next few years. Keep in mind, this scenario does assume that house prices continue to go up. They have been for the past year or so, but there's no guarantee that's going to continue. Now, one of the biggest challenges for most first-time home buyers is coming up with enough cash to cover the required down payment and the closing costs. The required cash to close can really add up. For instance, with an FHA loan, you may need to come up with at least 3.5% of the purchase price. Fortunately, to help lower the amount of cash you need to buy a home, Florida has a down payment assistance program. It's called DAP, and DAP can significantly lower the amount of cash that you need to save in order to purchase a home, as well as lowering your ongoing house payment to make homeownership more affordable. Now, you do have to qualify. You need to meet specific income limits. You must not have owned or occupied a home in the past 3 years. You must meet all the other applicable program requirements, but it is worth looking into. Fannie Mae is rolling out another option for qualified first-time homebuyers that will allow for a down payment as low as 3%. Building upon Fannie Mae's successful lower down payment program offered through the state's housing finance agencies, the 97% loan-to-value ratio will expand to qualified buyers who may not have the resources for a big down payment, something else worth looking into. Also, the state-run Florida Housing Finance Corporation runs a program called Florida Housing Mortgage Credit Certificate Program, which gives first-time homebuyers money back each year based on how much interest they pay on the mortgage. Once approved, low to moderate income level homeowners can claim up to half the mortgage interest they paid as a tax credit on their federal income tax return. So, as you see, there are many ways to save money and to get into a house now while the prices are still reasonable and mortgage rates are low. Get this. For more than a decade after her husband died, Laura Coleman Biggs paid her mortgage to Bank of America. She was never told, even as she was weeks away from losing her home, that her husband had actually protected her against foreclosure. George Mitchell had taken out a specific special lender-pushed insurance policy to pay off most of his loan if he died. But when he did die in April of 2003, the subsidiary of Bank of America did not arrange a payoff of $100,000 for the lady. They continued to charge her interest, insurance premiums every month, along with her mortgage payment. The Bank of America's bill collector was telling her that the home was not her husband's primary residence. Well, it couldn't be because he was dead. Well, Mrs. Mitchell says that he did reside on the premises. He's right there in that urn. Now, Bank of America Select Portfolio Servicing, a company that collects mortgage payments, and a Florida insurer all face a federal lawsuit seeking compensatory and punitive damages, alleging negligence and fraud for their treatment of Mrs. Biggs. A recent biennial report indicates that homelessness in Palm Beach County is declining, but more than 1,400 people are without a home still. The total number includes people staying in emergency shelters, transitional housing, but it may not completely represent the homeless of Palm Beach County. It notes that it's difficult to count them all because some people have moved on. Others don't want to admit that they're homeless for various reasons. Officials sent out 220 people last month to attempt to count all the homeless people in Palm Beach County. They were represented by groups including the Palm Beach County Homeless Services, the Veterans Administration, the school district, and others. They completed over 1,200 surveys. A decades-long nationwide search for a man separated from his family ended quietly last Tuesday in a mobile home park in West Palm Beach. West Palm Beach police located 60-year-old Robert Barwick, who was unaware that he even had a family and that they were looking for him. His family's appeal on social media helped to solve the mystery in just 5 days and to do what others couldn't do in 60 years. Amy Sciotti, Mr. Barwick's niece in Philadelphia, carried the torch with a recent appeal on social media. She said, sharing it on Facebook, it went viral in 48 hours, and within 5 days, I got to speak to my uncle for the first time. One of those who saw the post was a forensic investigator. Intrigued, he narrowed down the search, contacted the West Palm Beach police. With the 60-year-old mystery solved, a family's agony has turned to absolute joy. Amy says, I'm going to love giving him the biggest hug and telling him how much we loved him and missed him. We never stopped loving him, and we never stopped searching for him. Amy Sciotti and her mother plan to fly to Florida for a family reunion sometime this month. The city of West Palm Beach is taking the pulse of residents to learn what they want to see in affordable housing, in economic development and community services, as well as other government services and programs. The survey deals with several programs, such as the Home Purchase Assistance Program, designed to provide financial assistance of up to $40,000 in down payment and closing costs to eligible applicants to purchase eligible housing within the city of West Palm Beach. The results of the survey will be used to create a 5-year comprehensive plan for the city that will be submitted to the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development. If you want to take part in this survey, the best way to do this is just to Google City of West Palm Beach survey, and it'll pop up. Okay, you can buy all kinds of lawnmowers from Amazon.com, right? You can get the old-fashioned rotary push mowers and ultra-modern robotic mowers. Now, you can do something else to help keep your lawn under control. Amazon will rent you a goat. Seriously, this eco-friendly service is being offered in the lawn care section at Amazon.com. They're still rolling out lawn care services at the moment, so oddly enough, while you can now rent goats to mow your lawn, you can't yet hire an actual person to do any of the yard work for you yet. No mowing, no pruning, no mulching. The goat is just delivered to your home as long as you live in an area where they're available for now, and that, unfortunately, is only on the West Coast, so they'll get your goat. So here's the question. Why in the world would you want to rent a goat to mow your lawn? Well, it's very eco-friendly. They keep the grass cut. Goats are also lawn care multitaskers, as an added bonus. While they're taking care of mowing your lawn, they're also fertilizing it for you. Goat manure is packed with stuff that lawns just love, and goats are very good at leaving that stuff behind.
Mm-mm-mm.
And that is no... Never mind. That, my friends,
is the news.
The news.
Why do we do it? I don't know.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Oh, we love you, Steve. That's the great. Do you mind if we do that story again? Nah. No, please. Okay, our next guest graduated from West Point Military Academy with a Bachelor of Science degree. During an active military career, he went to earn his master's degree in business administration, attending New Mexico University and the National War College in Washington, D.C. Currently, he is the president of Wounded Warriors of South Florida, Lieutenant General Robert Shelberg. Sir, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you, Alan.
This is your third visit, right? At least.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you guys here. You guys do some fantastic stuff, and we are so glad to have you part of our show, and we would help you any way we can. You served a couple of tours in Vietnam back in 1990, didn't you? Is that what the deal was? Or it was 1890.
Try nine in the 60s.
You know what? The 6 and the 9, it fell and went upside down. So, yeah, it's the 60s. Yeah, but you were doing some really neat stuff back then. You got to know a lot of nice people through your career, right?
I think so.
And I know you were telling me a story about one that's coming up. We'll get into that. But let's just, for the folks that are tuning in for the first time, let's find, what is your mission there at Wounded Warriors of South Florida?
Well, thank you for asking. We try to handle the temporary emergency financial needs that soldiers, and I mean all services, soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, have when they come back from the wars and conflicts since 9/11. And we do this by using the Veterans Administration to vet the people. In other words, they look at the discharge TD Form 214 to make sure that that's proper and okay. And then they know the medical history of the individual, and they can tell us whether or not an individual is eligible for our help.
Right.
So the vetting process is all done by the Veterans Administration. But what we want to do is get them the money that they need to get back on their feet, whether they're going to be evicted from their home or house. Their utilities are going to be shut off. The car needs repairs, insurance, payments. You go on and on and on. But to them, it's a very critical and important part of their life, and particularly if some of them have some PTSD challenges. If you have all that stress from the financial aspects, a lot of things happen. Most of them aren't good.
And you're like a dream come true. It's temporary. Folks, a lot of people don't realize this. When you need to help somebody, getting the money put together is a process, and it takes a lot of work. Well, that process and a lot of work takes time, and they don't have time. They need the cash now for food, housing, whatever it takes. So it's important to have an organization like the Wounded Warriors of South Florida to step in and help them out. So basically, if we get this look at the big picture here, you help out immediately, and then you're asking the folks to help you out on the long-term run so that you can continue the good work you do. And that brings us right up to the Great Give. You are also participating in the Great Give.
We are, and we're very grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, what a great show. A great give and a great show. We're talking about a worthy, you know, you heard us in the earlier segment talking about going to the website greatgiveflorida.org, and you can pick out whichever organization you want to help. Well, guess what? Wounded Warriors of South Florida. Where are you on the list of? You just got to look for them, right?
Yeah, just look for us on that particular way to get in. We also, you could just, as you've said, get on your keyboard. You could write Wounded Warriors Florida, all one word,
right.
.org, and we'll come up and we'll have a button you can push, and it'll tell you how you can give to Wounded Warriors of South Florida.
Take you right to the Great Give. It's great.
And also, you could just call our office at 561-855-4207, and we can help you that way also.
Right, right. And I know the secretary there. I know her middle name. Isn't it something? She's great. She's just a wonderful person. She'll help you right out. And I know it's Lynn. What's her first name?
Jody Lynn.
Jody, that's right. Oh, I'm sorry, Jody. It's Jody Lynn. She's great. I've talked to her a whole bunch of times. And give them a call, 561-855-4207, and they'll show you how to get involved. Now, the Great Give, we talked about that earlier with the Community Foundation, and they're going to match funds.
Yes.
So, instead of giving 10, why don't you give 20 and make Bert and those guys kick in another 20, and you'll help out the Wounded Warriors. Because you have an event coming up, right?
Yes, we do. On 9 May, the American Freedom Riders are doing their second annual Wounded Warriors of South Florida benefit, and that's down at the American Legion Post 36. It's on SR 84 and 195 at Fort Lauderdale. They're going to start at 1 p.m. on Saturday. They're going to have all sorts of raffles and gifts and good food and drinks and auction items, 50-50, and they have the Flying Blind Band and Solstice and probably a couple other bands. And it's,
Man, that's a cool deal.
It is a cool deal. And they're really nice to us and really try to help us out with what you've just been talking about.
Right, and that's next Saturday, May the 9th. What time is that again?
Starting at 1 p.m.
1 p.m., right when we get off the air. Well, we'll mention this. We'll send some more folks down there to you. What the heck? And as far as the donors to the nonprofits are concerned, I know you guys are proud of this, and you should be. You spend less money on administrative costs than anybody I know. What's that number?
Thank you. I'm sure there are a couple of good organizations that beat ours, but we our administrative overhead for $697,000 that we raised this past year was 9.4%.
9%. That's less than 10.
Yeah. Over $90, everything goes to the Wounded Warriors.
The good book says 10%. Can you guys bring it up a little bit? No, that's great. You're down. Yeah. You're under 10% on administrative costs. So I'm just going to guess right off the bat, you're the president, so you're not getting that $7.9 million bonus this year, right?
No, we have 13 members on the board, and all of us are volunteers.
All right. So we talked about where.
And we have four women on the board, too, by the way.
Are they ex-military?
Three of them are.
Yes. How did I know that? Jody Lynn's probably the only one that's not, right?
No, she's the office manager and a good one.
Yeah, she is, folks. You should just give her a call just to say hi because she's a great person. We appreciate having her on. All right, now you cover South Florida, obviously in your name, but what are the boundaries there? If somebody up in Orlando wants some help, that's not South Florida, right?
Yes, it is for us.
Ooh.
We started at Melbourne on the eastern coast and go all the way down to Key West and then go west all the way up to Tampa and back over to Melbourne, but on the way we pick up Orlando. And Orlando wasn't in our area last year, but it's when we had this good year of raising money last year, we had the board meeting and we realized that we needed to enlarge our area so we could help more because we got more money.
All right.
And so we now got the big hospital in Orlando, which is they're also going to open up a new one there. They're going to keep both of them. So there's going to be a lot of people there.
Nice.
But, you know, in Florida right now, they're the third state in the United States for population of veterans.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's good to know.
California's,
I'm safer living in Florida.
Yeah. California's first, Texas second, Florida's number three.
Wow. So you took all that money and invested it in hospitals and in your warriors instead of taking a pay increase. You know, what kind of guy are you, right?
You got to get the money back to them.
All right. Let's give these numbers out one more time, folks. It's www.woundedwarriorsofflorida.org. That will get you into the Great Give, and it'll also get you into their website, or you can give Jody Lynn a call at 561-855-4207. And if we didn't give you enough numbers to write down, remember, try this one more time, www.greatgiveflorida.org. Give them a shout-out on the website there and make a little investment in the people who are making investments in your community. Go ahead, Rob.
One minor correction on our site number. It's woundedwarriorsflorida.org. And that's how you get to our website.
Did I put the word "of" in there by mistake?
Yeah, you did.
Thanks for checking me on that. Yeah, I'm sorry. WoundedWarriorsFlorida.org. We don't talk like that much anymore, you know,
right.
But it's a good thing. General, thanks for coming in and helping us out, and it's great information.
Thank you, Alan.
You bet. Well, now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This property is located at 151 Canesta Court in Port St. Lucie. It's a single-family home, and it has two bedrooms, two full baths, approximately 1,382 square feet of living area. The main bedroom is a huge place. It's 20 by 23. And if that's not enough room, I think we could put a bowling alley in there if you worked on it real hard. The kitchen is 8 by 10 feet, and the living room is 16 by 12. So that's a pretty big place. If you have a family and you're starting to grow, this is the place you might want to be if Port St. Lucie is your area. It's nearby Sportsman's Park between 995 and the Intercoastal Waterway. FHA and conventional financing gets the job done. Of course, cash will get your name on the deed indeed. Google Maps loves this the zip code area, so I'm going to give that to you again. You want to take a look at this on Google Maps and see it for yourself. 151 Southeast Canesta Court, Port St. Lucie, the zip code 34983. Take a look at that property for yourself. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, and this segment brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Give them a call. You can call them right now, 561-351-8000. Just call her up and say hello, 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week. And we'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday, as we always do. Your company is appreciated. A hat tip always to the first-time home buyers. You have realized the dream in 2015. Congratulations to you. And a huge and proper hat tip to the Baltimore Riot Mom for being a loving and caring mother. If you didn't catch it, she was the mom slapping her son upside the head with specific and added instructions on how to get his posterior into the interior of his home. We invite you to check out the Reach Radio Show website at reachradioshow.com. Boom. And that's where we go from there. Let's go to our house, okay? There you go. Bing. And that's just what it is. Time to get into our very, very fine house. This week's segment brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak here to tell us about his favorite day of the year. Carlton Thompson, welcome to the Reach Radio Show again.
How we doing, Al?
We're doing great. Okay, I'll take a bite on this one. What's your favorite day of the year?
Water a Flower Day.
May 30th is Water a Flower Day. I don't know. Shouldn't we be watering many flowers, not just one?
Well, you know, everybody's got their favorite. Make sure that one gets some water.
I have a fabulous flower. And let's just do this. What's it take to start a proper garden? You know, now's the time, right? Spring's here. Things are starting to grow.
Yeah, it's time to get out there and get things going if you want to do it. One of the easy ways to do it is don't plant it in the ground per se. Build a little, like get some like 1x6s or something, and build a little box on the ground and fill that with some good potting soil.
Hmm.
That's gonna let those little roots, because those vegetables as they're coming out, they don't have a real strong root system. They don't want to go through a bunch of compacted soil or anything like that. So that'll get them flourishing, and the happier the roots are, the more fruit you're going to get, or vegetables, whatever you're growing.
Do I have to be a master carpenter now? I mean, what are you talking about building a box? Is, you know, 4 feet high, 2 feet?
Just use like a 1x6 and just lay it on there, and just, you know, make a square box or a rectangle box or whatever shape. Doesn't matter. The plant's not really going to know the difference.
Right. The important thing, though, is keeping the flowers out of the regular dirt, right? Because you want to add some special.
Yeah. Once you get a good root system that gets down in there, it's going to be able to penetrate through no problem. But the tender roots coming out, it's going to make it for a hard start. So make sure you got nice soil in there, and then put a good slow release fertilizer in there so that it'll just continue feeding and. Water.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this a hard thing to do? I mean, I know gardening is supposed to, you know, if you don't have a green thumb kind of a deal. I have a brown thumb. It's just, I can't grow anything. Is this something that I can do without too much trouble?
Yeah, it's not that hard. It's like building a house. It's all about the foundation, and the foundation is going to be the soil that we're going to put in that box that we build. That'll let the seeds or little plants that you put in there, depending on how you're doing it, let them flourish. And to do. We don't want to add any stress to them.
Are there any particular flowers that we should be trying to grow down in South Florida? I mean, you don't want to grow something that's indigenous to Texas when we're over here. I mean, is there? And I know it increases the value of your home because it makes it look better. So, flowers.
The best thing to do is just find a local nursery and just walk through there. You're going to find a little bit better specimens there. Sometimes you can find even a little better pricing, and that's. You know, you're going to have a wealth of knowledge sitting there at your local garden center or nursery. They'll be able to tell you, you know, all the right things to do and get you all the good information and things that you need to get it done right.
Well, they're probably a little closer to their inventory than the big box stores. We're not trying to downgrade the big box stores, stack them deep, sell them cheap kind of a deal. But when you get into your homegrown situation, you got people that are dealing with their inventory hands-on.
Oh, yeah, it's their livelihood. They're going to make sure it works.
All right. Now, do we need to put any plastic lining inside of that box or anything like that? We build us a little, like a flower bed out in front of the house. Say it's like 8 feet long and what, two and a half, 3 feet wide?
Yeah, I would say probably not. I mean, if you're going to be serious about it, you're going to want to be in there every few days. You're going to pop out some weeds. It's probably not going to be worth it, and if it starts thriving, it's going to want to get down deeper into the soil, into the ground there, and you're just going to prohibit that from happening.
I got it. Okay. So what's your favorite flower? What would we be looking for to plant in this spring?
Well, my personal favorite is the gardenia.
Okay. Is that the easiest to grow? Is that why it's your favorite?
Nope. Between that and orange blossom, I just think they smell beautiful.
There you go. All right, brother, I appreciate you coming on and spending the time with us.
Not a problem.
Now, where do we go for all those cool chemicals and everything?
I would swing by johndeerelandscapes.com and see what's going on. All kinds of information there.
There you go. When we return, grab your hammers, because we're about to hammer the scammer. Our symbolic show producer has discovered yet another system scam. Just a reminder, 10-12% of the population is left-handed. We talked about that, didn't we? So watch out for the left-handed folks.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH4housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org, reach4housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, still your host and housing heffy, here with a little message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, and other government assistance programs, you must complete suggested HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for all the assistance from HUD and to receive big discounts from the bank. Call REACH counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. Their number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, gets the job done. REACH offers comprehensive credit management workshops, too, and that helps you deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. REACH also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling, free of charge. You got that? Free. That's because the law says it has to be. Call the good folks at REACH right now. Their number, 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, it's time to hammer the scammer because they're out there. We must be aware. Let's check in with our show producer, Rick Snyder. Rick, you've got some scams for us this week?
Oh, do I ever.
You're not making these things up, are you? You're not the guy that's out there doing this, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Little old me.
No, we are finding scams. The list is a mile long, and I want to start off by saying, don't give anybody your personal information. That is key to avoiding scams. Phone numbers, social security numbers, bank numbers, addresses. Don't give anybody your I try to avoid writing down my social whenever possible. They all ask for it. Most of them will say, we don't need that. So,
you know, I tell people that my social security number is an algorithm that's based on a virus. And if you plug this into your computer, you'll get a virus.
That'll work.
They take it anyway.
You know, there is a sort of a new one called ransomware on your computer. Cyber criminals have gotten very creative. Some stick outright to hack the private accounts. But these guys are holding you for ransom. They will access your computer. The user will click on a link in an email or on social media or open an attachment that appears to be innocent or to have come from a trusted source. It's fake. It's called ransomware. The user has unleashed a program that will encrypt your files, making it impossible for you to access anything on the machine. Then the program demands payment to unlock your computer. And they'll say, we're the FBI, we're the police. It's very difficult to get away from one of these things, turning it off, trying Control-Alt-Delete. I ended up calling an IT guy to help me out and get the virus out of there. There's little you can do once that thing is in there. In case of an attack, the best hope for a consumer is that a security team has broken the encryption. There are consumers that actually pay this ransom. Meanwhile, they've got all your stuff.
Those are uninformed consumers.
Right. So if the screen comes up that says we've locked your computer because you're a nasty person, hold off. Don't do it.
Consumers, what a rotten way to earn a living, right?
You know, you think the scammers are smart. They know how to get in. They know how to do this electronically, digitally. Why don't they give us their knowledge and their expertise for something positive?
Oh, that would be too logical.
You know, you think?
You know, that works. Yeah. Hey, listen, I know how to make keys. That doesn't let me go to everybody's door and make a key.
Oh, no. No. So, how much time do we have here?
You got about 8 seconds. Go ahead.
8 seconds. Well, next week, then, we'll talk about social media scammers. Social media is gigantic. Mm-hmm. Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. There are people out there waiting for you to sign on and so they can get in. Social media scamming.
Well, you know what? We have something here at Reach Radio that takes care of that.
And that is?
The Scammer Hammer.
We got it in our hand. Let's do it.
Hey, wait. There it is. Oh. By golly, you heard the crunch. And what else?
Well, we can talk.
Well, you said you had thousands of scams.
Well, I don't want to reveal them all.
Well, give us a tease. Give us a tease for the week after next.
Mobile payments. Are you making payments from your phone?
Yeah, that's a new thing too, isn't it?
It's everywhere, and if you're online somewhere, somebody's watching you, as you know.
It always feels like somebody's watching me.
This morning, this morning when I signed on, I had a little note that said, "Can we have your location?"
Ooh.
I said yes.
All right, get out the hammer. Boom!
Got it.
That's all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We'd like to thank you and thank our guests for stopping by. They were great. And a special shout out to the future home buyers. This is your year. Take hold of the moment. Don't miss out. Reach out. And check out our show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where the Reach Radio Show archives are stored. And you may take a look at the Spotlight Home of the Week. Remember our show website and check that out. We'll see you next Saturday live from 2 to 1. Tell your friends about the show, and we'll give them a special hat tip just from you. Thanks for listening. I'm a lonely boy.